Boker Tov. As I'm sure you sensed from Rabbi Sussman's announcement, the topic of Corona has been on everyone's minds. I hope and assume we're following news here in Israel and elsewhere. The numbers of people who are in voluntary isolation and quarantine in their homes long surpassed 10,000. Flights coming in, coming out in certain countries are being restricted. And some of you may have heard news from New York. A couple of Jewish high schools and other schools are now closed. And the issue of quarantine is certainly, I think, and people's reactions is certainly on everyone's mind. So when I opened up this week's parashat, the Chamishi, I saw Corona. Quarantine. It's really interesting. This week's parsha, we have people being quarantined, although for different reasons. And that, of course, is the Kohanim. Parsha Tetzaveh, the first two-thirds, is about the begadim, the clothing, the garments of the Kohen. And the last third is about the Yemei HaMiluim, the inauguration, the seven-day, or will be an eight-day process of inaugurating the Mishkan. And what we have is Shivat Yamim Yol B'Shem HaKohen Tachta MiBanav. For 7 days, the Kohanim wear their clothing. Shivat Yamim Tachaper HaMizbeach. For 7 days, they go ahead and they do an act of kaparat, the Mizbeach. And as perhaps we know from the end of Parsha Tzav, when this actually happens, the language of the Torah is Mipetach Ol Moed Lo Teitzu Shivat Yamim. The Kohanim are not allowed to leave the Ol Moed. They're quarantined in the Mishkan in the Ol Moed for 7 days until the end of the Yemei HaMiluim. We have quarantine in this week's parasha. Unfortunately, how appropriate. Of course, then the Kohanim look towards Aaron HaKohen and look towards Moshe Rabbeinu in terms of, okay, so what are the halachic nafkaminos? What are the applications? What are the halachot that we need to do in quarantine? Unfortunately, we don't have Moshe or Aaron to yet talk to us about it, and in the event that it comes up here in Yeshiva, I'm sure we will address it at great length. But what I do want to share with you this morning are two piskei halacha, right? Yiftach bedoro keshmol bedoro. In other words, to hear from the gedolim of our generation. There are two interesting piskei halacha, two halachic rulings that were circulated yesterday that I just want to share with you. The first one was mentioned by our Sussman a moment ago, so I'll just briefly review. The chief rabbinate came out and said to stop kissing mezuzot, to stop basically, basic hygiene and spreading of germs. The same policy the previous chief rabbi, Shlomo Amar, had put in place with the H1N1 virus outbreak. And that is to try to avoid religious items that lots of people have come in contact with. Made the news when Satmar announced to stop giving out shirayim at the Tish. For those of you who remember the wonderful Tish that we had all seen when we were in Bnei Brak, passing around a food. As many of public things, kissing Sefer Torah, kissing Mezuzot, that even though it's a beautiful, beautiful Jewish idea, we should really, really try to avoid that. And even if, Baruch Hashem, so far we are in a safe place where we are, to just avoid it when we go elsewhere, and to perhaps get our family members and friends to also start doing that as well. I want to turn to a second one, which is Purim, because Purim's coming up. And one of the questions about, for people who are in quarantine, is what are going to be the applications in Purim? So Rav Schechter, who you all met, I believe, last week, so Rav Schechter put out a letter, a ruling to, through the OU, through YU, and basically said like this. Of course, Purim, we know Megillah reading should be done in public, should be done face-to-face. It's Kriyat Megillah. You need to hear someone reading from a kosher Megillah. And of course, Barovam Hadrat Melech, the more people you have, the better. Unfortunately, depending on where you are, you may not have that ability. And if you're quarantined, so you should not be going to Megillah. Okay, and you're right. I know the words of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch tells us very clearly that you need to drop everything to go and hear Megillah, right? But please, and this is something that's important for us to know, again, chas v'shalom that we should have to deal with it here, but in the event that you are related or you know someone, back home that has to deal with this. When the doctors tell you to be in quarantine, stay in quarantine. Okay? And there is a ruling we talk about. How about, you know, it's a much bigger issue perhaps we'll be able to talk about in the future, but what about hearing Megillah reading over video, over Skype, and all sorts of other ways? So even though normally that would not be a possibility that we would really like to encourage, the position of Shlomo Zalman Orbach, that Rav Schechter quoted, is that perhaps in this case, it would definitely be something that we should be relying on. And for people that are in quarantine, they can listen to a live feed. I have a feeling there'll be lots of shuls that will be opening such a live feed. And then you'd be yotze your mitzvah through that. That being said, the same thing goes true for Shabbat. As you know, it's Parshat Zachor. And Parshat Zachor, we all want to come, men, women, and children, come to shul to hear Parshat Zachor. We read it in very unique ways. I'm just going to remind you of the language of the Ramah. Ve'im i'af shar lahem lavo, says the Ramah, if it's impossible for people to come to hear Parshat Zachor, mikol makom yizaru l'krotam, you should make sure to read it on your own, b'neginatam uv'ta'amam. You need to read it from with its ta'ameh ha-mikra, read it and lane it in its proper way, and therefore, if there's anyone you know that is quarantined or that is home and that can't make it to shul on Shabbat, halacha does have rules b'di'eved about how we go ahead and we treat that. Again, more announcements we've made as things become clearer over the next couple days, but it's important for us to see how halacha engages with the reality of the current events that are going on around us. And again, in the event that you do know people, please, it's most important that people not try to be, I don't even know what the word is, super frum, and think that it's a mitzvah for them to go and do a mitzvah and put other people at risk. I'll end simply with the words of Vino Malkeinu, Mina Magefa, Minachalateinu. Good day.